Where was everybody hiding? I didn't see anybody earlier. Come forward. Come forward. Come closer. That way we can see everybody. All right. It sounds like everybody's happy today, huh? Great. Good to see everybody. Did you know that we live in a cause and effect world? We live in a cause and effect universe. What does that mean? That means that when we do one thing, something else happens. Okay, cause and effect. You do one thing, and then something else happens. Okay, what happens if you go to bed early? You go to bed early, and then you wake up in the morning. How do you feel? You feel really good, okay, because you get good rest, right? Okay, so if you eat good, eat all your vegetables and your fruits and your grains, then you can grow up to be real strong. Okay, that's cause and effect. Well, you know, since cause and effect is a universal law, it also applies to laws of nature. So I'm going to show you something here. Okay. You guys know what these are? Can you hear them? Seeds. That's right. Okay. So what happens is, if you take these seeds, okay, they're really small. Let's see. These ones are black. Sometimes they're different colors. You want pink? Well, okay. See all these seeds? Okay, I'll hold it up. I'll hold it up for you. See this? Make sure the back row sees it. Okay. Don't watch out. You can spill it. Okay. Okay. See all these seeds? Okay. Okay. Now you can sit back down. Okay. Sit back down. Okay. So one of these seeds, just one. See how small it is? Just one seed. One seed will make a plant like this. See that? See, so this is cause and effect. Okay, one little seed, by putting it in the soil and watering it and putting it in the sun, one little seed will make a plant like this. Okay, everybody can sit down because we'll have plenty of time to look at it later too, okay? So that's what a seed does. So that's cause and effect. You do something good, like putting this in the soil, you give it a lot of water, and then it grows to something like this. Now, this can get even bigger, but this is still young, like you guys, okay? Okay, next, since cause and effect works in different ways, have a seat. You can see it later, okay? You guys have a seat. What is your name?
Josh.
You have a seat, Josh. Oh, you're Noah. Oh, that's a good name. If you want to stand up, then you can sit right there so the other girls can see, okay? Okay, so, cause and effect. Okay, you do one thing and then something else happens. Okay, let's see what else we have. So in school, you guys play baseball, you play basketball, and you work really hard at playing good sports. Okay, you can sit down and hold it, okay? So you work really hard at doing something, and then you have a really good game, okay? Just put it on your lap. Okay, so another thing can happen too. Okay, if you study hard in school, you get an A+, or you get 100%. See? So that's cause and effect. You do one thing, and then something else good happens. Okay, what else do I got here? Oh, so if you guys are playing sports in school, there's other people that are also sports-minded, and they're athletes. And what do? They work really hard to become good athletes. And what happens with them is they can become the best in the United States or the best in the world. And then they join the Olympics. See that? And then when you're in the Olympics, somebody will get a gold medal because they're the best. Hold on, guys. Okay? They're the best in the world, and they get a gold medal. Okay. See? So everybody deserves a gold medal here today, but I don't have a gold medal for everybody, okay? All right. So you're going to have to back up a little bit because I'm going to do something here, okay? Back up just a little bit. I need a helper. Do you want to be my helper? Okay. sit here, kind of hold the microphone so they can hear me, okay? Well, if you look around you, you see this church. It took a lot of effort and a lot of determination to build this church. And if you look at the pillars are not just one piece. There are a lot of pieces put together. So it took a lot of effort, a lot of cause to build this place, and the effect is a beautiful church. So what people do is they take wood. They take wood, and then they have a hammer. Okay, that's a hammer. Okay, wait, gotta watch. Only I get the hammer, okay? So then they get the piece of wood, and then they hammer, okay? And then so they put it like this, they hold the nail, and back up. You got to back up, okay? And then they go, and sometimes they hurt themselves. See? Because when they're hammering, somebody says, "Uncle Bob," and then they look, and they hit their thumb, and then they get injured like that. See? So cause and effect. But this effect is bad because you hurt yourself, or I hurt myself. Okay, no nails for you. Okay. So how do we answer that? When we're doing good things, we have good intentions, but bad things happen. Okay? Sometimes people aren't born, they're not born well. Okay, they're not born real healthy. Okay? And sometimes they have to be in a wheelchair their whole life. So, and sometimes people end up in the hospital. So how do we answer that? How is it that we're doing good, we have good intentions, and bad things still happen? That's where faith comes in. Okay? Faith is trust in God that no matter what happens in life, because bad and good is always going to happen, that we can still trust in God. Okay? Now let's get back to our seeds. Okay? Do you guys remember the seeds? Okay? See how small they are again? Well, Jesus says that, have a seat. Jesus says that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, our faith will grow and grow and grow. So that's why it's important that sometimes when we struggle, if we have faith in Jesus, that our faith will help us through. And the more faith we have in Jesus, the easier it is to do the best thing so that we can have a good effect. Okay? So I hope that story helps you guys. Okay? So remember, eat your vegetables, go to bed early, and do what you're supposed to do because you have Jesus in your heart and because you want a good result. Okay? Thank you, guys.